Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 60.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, welcome back to another special Friday Q&A episode of Optimal Health Daily. Now normally this is a podcast where I read to you from some popular health and fitness blogs, but on Fridays, I like to answer your questions. So if you want to send one in, it's really easy. Just visit our website, oldpodcast.com, and look for the red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. You can use your computer's microphone to record your question and do as many takes as you like, or you can even use your phone. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com, and I'd love to help you out. You can also call and leave a message. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And we're doing bonus giveaways for anyone that submits an audio question. You'll be entered automatically into special raffles to win books and lots more. So, all the more reason to ask a question. Plus, I love listening to your questions and answering them. This is one of my favorite parts of this podcast. So definitely keep those questions coming. Today, I'm actually not sporting a superhero shirt. Well, I guess he's sort of a hero of mine. The holidays are coming, and I was in the mood to wear a Clark W. Griswold shirt. So, go figure. Today's inspiring quote comes from Robert K. Greenleaf. The spirit, not knowledge, is power. All right, let's begin the Q&A and start optimizing your life.
My question is about body fat percentage. First, what's a good way to get the most accurate reading for body fat percentage? And if it could be explained about the dangers of it dropping too low, especially for females. I think that I might be in that boat. I'm not getting my period each month, and I eat a ketogenic diet. I have epilepsy and some autoimmune diseases that the ketogenic diet is really helpful for, and I'm pretty lean, but I'm not losing weight or anything, but I'm just concerned with skipping my period, and then also just, like, I notice, like, I'm freaking out like crazy. So just what's a good way to get your body fat percentage checked? And then what's the dangers of it dropping too low? And what are some ways that you can build it back up? Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for your question, Andrea. Body fat percentage is an important health measure for sure. And many would argue it's even more important than just looking at total body weight. This is because when you really think about it, body weight is made up of a number of different factors. Your body weight is made up of body fat, your muscle, water weight, and your skeletal structure. These contribute most to your body weight. But we know that having too much fat on our bodies can lead to more serious health problems later, like heart disease and type 2 diabetes, even some forms of cancer. So having your body fat tested is a great idea so that we know how much of your body weight is made up of fat. Usually the first place we go to get our body fat tested is our local gym. Normally you would sign up with one of the trainers, and during your first training session with them, they'll conduct some tests. One of those tests could be body fat testing. But there are a number of ways to test body fat percentage, and each is different as far as their level of accuracy. Now, the one I've seen most often used in the gym is the cheapest and most convenient way to test body fat, and they use basically what's called a handheld BIA fat loss monitor. You've all probably seen one. These are the portable devices that you grab with your hands and hold straight out in front of you. After holding this device straight out in front of you for about 10 seconds, this little machine will perform some calculations and then it'll display your body mass index, your BMI, and your body fat percentage. Now, is this an accurate measure of your body fat? Well, because this type of machine is held in your hands, it really only tests the amount of fat in your upper body. So if you tend to hold more fat in your hips, for example, this may not be the most accurate test for you. Usually this method may under or overestimate your body fat percentage by about 3 to 5%. Now there's another device that uses a similar method, but instead it's like a scale. With your bare feet, you step on the scale and it tests your body fat while it weighs you at the same time. This device is also called a BIA fat loss monitor, but the difference here is that it's measuring the body fat percentage using your lower body only. So some higher-end gyms or wealthy trainers will use both the handheld and scale methods to test your body fat and then average those measurements. Now, another form of body fat testing uses skin fold measurements. Basically, a personal trainer will take what are called skin fold calipers, and with those, begins pinching your skin on specific areas of your body. Yes, it sounds uncomfortable, and it kind of sort of is. It's not comfortable for the trainer, and it's not comfortable for the person getting pinched. Using these measurements, the trainer performs some calculations and then tells you your body fat percentage. This form of testing can be pretty accurate, but, and this is really important, only if the trainer actually knows how to properly use these calipers. It takes practice to be able to perform the skin fold tests correctly. So if someone offers to do this for you, I would ask them how long they've been doing it and how many clients they've tested. With a skilled trainer, skin fold testing could over or underestimate body fat by about 3%. The most accurate forms of body fat testing are hydrostatic weighing and something called a bod pod. Hydrostatic weighing is often called a dunk tank. Basically, this involves you sitting in a tank full of water, usually freezing, exhaling as much air as you can, and the trainer measures how far you sink. The more you sink, the less body fat you likely have. This is still considered to be the gold standard when it comes to measuring body fat, and is usually off by only about 2%. Unfortunately, there aren't many facilities that actually have one of these on site. You'll usually find them at your local college or university. A bod pod, however, is becoming more popular, and many gyms have them on site now. Basically, with a trainer's permission, you climb into this tiny little booth, the trainer closes the door behind you, and you sit there for a minute or two while the machine's built-in computer system takes some measurements. These bod pods may over or underestimate body fat by 2 to 3%. So I would say the dunk tank and the bod pods are usually most accurate. So what's a healthy body fat percentage? Well, it differs based on your age and gender. Think about it. Women typically carry more body fat, and that's a good thing. Ladies, don't compare yourselves to your significant others or to other men you know. This extra body fat that ladies carry not only promotes their health, but once they reach child-rearing age, it will actually help support pregnancy. For males, we can get pretty low on our body fat percentages without experiencing many health risks. And for both genders, increasing age usually leads to increases in body fat percentage. But that's not always a bad thing either. It just depends on how much it goes up. So here's a general breakdown. If you're female, 20 to 32% body fat is fine. The lowest you'd want to go is 8%. Any lower than that, and you'll likely experience something called amenorrhea, which means you'll stop having your monthly cycle. There's also a risk for having lower bone density if you go below 8%. For guys, 10 to 22% body fat is acceptable. But because guys don't rely on fat cells for producing as many of our hormones like ladies do, we can go as low as 3% body fat and still be okay. Now for reference, 3% body fat is what professional bodybuilders try and hit right before a competition, so we're talking really, really low. Now to get back to the other part of Andrea's question, what happens if you're on the lower end of body fat percentage and want to build it back up? I realize many of us are trying to do the opposite and are trying to get rid of body fat as fast as possible, but there are definitely those that have to follow special diets because of a pre-existing condition. And for those folks, just maintaining their body weight and body fat percentage is important. So the best way to increase your body fat percentage is to simply eat more calories. But you want to be careful and not go overboard here. If you consume too many calories too fast, you're first probably going to feel pretty ill, and you may end up overshooting your goal. So just take it slowly. I would recommend you aim to consume 100 to 250 extra calories per day. Now, because Andrea is on a ketogenic diet, for her, this may be as simple as adding extra slices of avocado on her salad. For others that are not following this type of diet, for example, you could add 1 to 2 tablespoons of nut butter on top of a piece of toast as a snack, and that would do it. It won't take much.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, Andrea. Now, if you have a question that you'd like to send in, it's really easy and totally free to do it. Just come by our website, oldpodcast.com, and look for the Ask a Question button. From there, it'll walk you through the process. Super simple. And again, we do special raffles for those of you that send in an audio question. So just a little bonus incentive to do that. Plus, it makes me happy. Love listening to your questions. You can also call and leave a message at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Either way works. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. I'm going to go home where my wife is going to tell me to take off this ridiculous Clark W. Griswold t-shirt since it's only October. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I'll see you on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.